Changing our days, finding ways to get what you want from life. Chapter 1, the most important things to do.
This chapter is about the most important things we need to do to make good things happen in the lives of people with learning difficulties. These important things include
persuading managers and other top people that it must be done.
Making sure that the changes are what people with learning difficulties want.
Organising services and the money that pays for them in a way that helps staff support people properly.
Making sure that each person with learning difficulties has the chance to speak up for themselves and say what they want.
Supporting people to be a lot more involved in their local communities.
Having a plan to make all this happen.
Start to make changes now.
Some people say things are okay and don't have to be changed. Other people want to change things but think it is too difficult to give it a go. A lot of people find change frightening and threatening. So people who are really keen to start making changes, parents, staff, and people with learning difficulties, need to work together and show they are determined to make things better. People with learning difficulties have a big part to play. Many who are going to day centres are unhappy with the services they are getting at the moment. A People First National Conference in Edinburgh passed a motion.
Day centres should not waste people's time or people's lives.
Parents of children leaving school want their sons and daughters to go to college and have jobs.
Listen to what people want.
Changes in services must be based on what men and women with learning difficulties say they want to do in their lives. People who can't speak for themselves must have someone who knows them very well to speak for them. In Essex, 750 people with learning difficulties talked about how they would like their lives to be. They put the information into a report and presented it to the Social Services Committee. This helped Social Services set out a plan for services that were truly based on the views and wishes of the people who use them.
Help services to change and grow.
Services often have too many rules. This can make it difficult for staff to help people. It can mean that people with learning difficulties get less choice, are not allowed to take risks, or make changes in their lives from time to time. It helps if everyone working in services can keep learning, growing, and developing, and not get stuck in a rut.
Planning for each person's needs. Person-centred planning.
Every man and woman with learning difficulties should have a personal plan for their life. This should say,
what is good about their lives now?
What needs to change?
Their hopes and dreams for the future.
What help and support they need to make their dreams come true.
Being included in the community.
Many women and men with learning difficulties are now out and about in the community, using cafes, shops, restaurants, colleges and leisure centres. But often this still only happens in large groups. In separate places, special classes at college, special times at swimming pools, etc. We still have to work hard to support people to be a part of the community, like anyone else. This means, for example,
not only going to watch the football match, but perhaps being a member of the supporters club and helping to run it.
Not only playing snooker or table tennis at the Gateway Club, but also having a game at the local youth club or neighbourhood centre alongside other citizens.
Not only going to a rock concert with a member of staff, but with a friend who also likes rock concerts.
It is also important to help the community to welcome people with disabilities and let them join in more with everyone else in the community. Services need to work with housing, employment, education, leisure and other organisations to make this happen. They must help these organisations to understand that people with learning difficulties have the same rights as anyone else.
Moving from services to support for individual people.
So the most important messages are: we must change from just helping groups of people to helping each person live the way they want with the support they need. We must start by asking each man and woman with learning difficulties what they want in their future, then give the support that each person needs.